Welcome back to Fishboat. This is episode 20. Back on Fishboat by myself, it's a little scary. Mic on the shelf, I am a little wary. Talking by myself is kind of weird. Rapping all alone brings up a tear. But I'll be okay if everyone hears and subscribes to Fishboat right now. Welcome back to the podcast, everyone. This is your host, Ryan. If you caught my subtle bar in the freestyle, you'll realize that, yes, I am all alone for today's episode of the podcast. Definitely a little weird for me. But where is everyone? Man, our host, Fisher, is gone somewhere. Our other hosts, Harrison and Sam, are probably caught up in religious activity, which is okay, we understand. Our other host, Jake, practicing for basketball, resting up for basketball, has a playoff game for basketball tomorrow. It's going to be a great game. Can't wait to see that happening. Bonneville's basketball team is region champions, so that's great. And now they're making their run in the playoffs. I myself, had a pretty busy week along with the rest of the crew. Speaking of Bonneville basketball, Bonneville Debate is region champions and just did that yesterday. We had a lot of great show and performance from the rest of the Debate crew, so shout out to them. Going forward for this particular podcast, I think in terms of segments, it's going to be a little bit shorter. I'm by myself today, so look forward to a shorter episode, a little more one-on-one personal connection with the host, Ryan, to you. And with that, let's get the next segment going. All right, welcome to back to Fishboat News. You know, your favorite place to get news sources, your source of every fun, weird story that you could think of. First up on the news docket, we have South Carolina police foil snake's home invasion attempt. Just from the title, you might be wondering, how can a snake commit a home invasion? Which is what I'm wondering. Apparently, the South Carolina police responded to an unusual call for help, saying that a resident reported a snake was trying to get inside without permission, as a snake would do. And according to the Pickens Police Department, in a Facebook post, they say officers jumped right into action and surrounded the home, tactically entered the residence, and successfully took one black rat snake into custody without injury, which is great. You know, whenever an animal or snake decides to attempt a home invasion, it's always good to know that our police we'll be able to be there in order to protect our homes and our safety from any snake trying to do a home invasion. Next on the news docket is woman finds decades-old love letters hidden in Virginia home. A lot of great stuff here. So apparently, a Virginian woman found a concealed attic door in a closet and found a stash of decades-old love letters and was able to send them to the people who were meant to be the recipient. So, you know, this is great. And, you know, I'm always a fan of hidden attic doors, you know, secret doors, secret passageways. I think those are really cool and intriguing. I definitely think people should allow, or architecture should allow, more of these secret passageways into homes, because I think it just gives a house such good character and a great, immaculate character. I already said that, to the house overall. But yeah, it's great that they're able to find these letters and send them to the people who were writing them. It's really great stuff. Another great story is, oh, here we go. Iraqi man balances 18 eggs on back of his hand for world record. If you'll remember a few podcasts ago, we actually talked about someone breaking the world record for balancing eggs. But here's another one, I guess, that was just broken 2 days ago. Broke the Guinness World Record set by Jack Harris in Britain, making him the new owner of the record, and 18 eggs balancing on his hands. Really impressive. Looking at the picture, I know you can't see the picture, but looking at the picture, he does seem to have a really solid base. I think his hands must be pretty big. I think he has like 8-9 eggs on the bottom layer of that pyramid structure he has going. So really impressive to this Iraqi man. Our last story for the day is a really, really wild one. A Canadian teen solves 211 Rubik's cubes while on a pogo stick. So apparently this teenager from Nova Scotia has two hobbies, pogo sticking and solving Rubik's cubes. And he set the Guinness World Record by solving 211 of them while bouncing on a pogo stick. Apparently it took him an hour and 12 minutes to solve 211 Rubik's cubes, all while bouncing on his pogo stick, which is really impressive. What is the rate of that? An hour and 12 minutes for 211 Rubik's cubes? Yeah, he must have really been solving them pretty quickly. He says he trained for about 3 months before attempting the record, as he should. That's really hard feat to do, apparently. In fact, interesting tidbit, half of the Fishboat podcast hosts can actually bounce on a pogo stick without hands. Anything good to know. But yeah, those are all our stories for today. Thank you for tuning in to Fishboat News, and we'll see you next time. All right, and into our next segment of the day, which is Days of the Week. Days of the Week. Days of the Week. Yes, Days of the Week. Probably one of our favorite segments to do on the podcast, I would say, overall, just because you never know what days of the week are coming around. It's always good to celebrate the little things in life that you might not pay much attention to. For example, last week when we talked about the chocolates, I believe, very good to know what is going on and celebrate the small things in life. So as I pull this up, so today, great day, a lot of international days happening. So it's actually National Protein Day, which I take two ways. It could be the protein chemical, but also maybe it's just meat, and it's looking like it is just meat. So if you're listening to this today, make sure you go out and eat a bunch of meat, because National Protein Day. It's also World NGO Day. NGO is an acronym that stands for non-governmental organization. So I guess if you know any non-governmental organizations, such as charities or other institutions, go give them a shout out. It's a day to celebrate them today. For all those people who love strawberries, it is National Strawberry Day. So maybe go to the farmer's market or your grocery store, get a strawberry or two, eat it. It's great, National Strawberry Day. Wow, today really has a lot of days. It's National No-Brainer Day. So this day is known to do all those no-brainer tasks and activities. So, for example, if a project requires thinking, study, or analysis of any kind, then it is not a chore to do today. Just do the things that are simple that you just need to get done. This is a big one. National Pokemon Day. Actually, I think I'm going to come back to that one. National Kahlua Day. Great thing to celebrate, I guess. It's for those who are wondering, Kahlua is a rich and creamy alcoholic coffee dessert beverage. So yes, if you're over 18, please go get a Kahlua and enjoy on National Kahlua Day. Oh, this one's really important. International Polar Bear Day. I think it's great that we celebrate polar bears, especially to bring awareness to the loss of habitat that is happening for them right now, and we need to make sure we protect them, even if it is from a distance, because they can be pretty dangerous, I would assume. Another really important day today is actually Insomnia Awareness Day. It's a day to spread awareness about insomnia, which is actually the loss of the sense of smell, or in more general terms, just nose blindness. I think it's good to bring awareness to these people because this is something that can affect whoever. I don't know how many people it affects, but I bet to the people it does affect, it's pretty tough, and maybe some people experienced some loss of nose smell earlier through this year. Anyway, oh, and this one's a week that is starting today, the National Pastry Week. So it goes from February 27th to March 5th. So, you know, get a pastry this week. Get any kind of pastry. Any kind of bread confection, pie, tart, combination you could think of. And go enjoy National Pastry Week. To kind of circle back now, National Pokemon Day. I think this is huge right now because Pokemon, it's been around for a while. I think we've mentioned this on the pod before. Pokemon really is just a very staple part of our culture right now, and I don't think it's ever really going to go away. But I also think it's cool that we have a day specifically to commemorate it because it has had a large cultural impact on our society. I will say, however, out of the three main trading card games, you know, you have Pokemon, Yu-Gi-Oh, Magic the Gathering, I'm going to have to say Pokemon is at the bottom for me in terms of, you know, easy to learn, fun to play, trading card possibilities, availability. Like, you know, Pokemon is huge, but how many people do you know actually play Pokemon as a competitive game? I would wager it's somewhere near zero. How many people actually collect cards on a daily basis? I would say you probably know one or two who have them from when they were younger. Do you even know how to play Pokemon? I would guess the vast majority of people don't know how to play Pokemon. And is it easy to play? Are there tournaments around? No one has Pokemon tournaments. But if you look at a game like Magic the Gathering, wow, available everywhere. You could go down the street, for example, to Ogden, to Gamers Asylum, and you could sign up for a tournament. You could find tons of cards to play. They're all over Amazon. I know several people who play, you know, very easy and accessible to do, find, play. But, you know, the top I would have to say is definitely Yu-Gi-Oh! While it's definitely not anywhere near the availability as Magic the Gathering, it's definitely more available than Pokemon. It's easier to learn than Magic the Gathering. It has an awesome anime show to back it up. Great manga. A lot of cultural history. It's worldwide famous. So yeah, just a brief little tangent on what I would say are the top three current trading card games. But to wrap up the National Day segment, just go out and make sure you celebrate, make sure you give awareness, give your thoughts to, you know, the people who can't smell and the polar bears, but also make sure you go try some strawberries, try some pastries, do the no-brainer activities that you need to do. All right, and we'll see you next time on Days of the Week. Days of the Week. Okay, and on to the next segment. Usually we'd have question of the week or some other segment to do, but because we don't have any of that, I have one of the co-hosts from the phone here to drop some wisdom on you.
Hey, what up? What up, fam? I love you all. I couldn't be there this week, but I just want you to know that this is the best podcast in the world. You hear me? The best in the world. There ain't no other podcast that will drop the bar and the humor that we do, but we literally drop it every single week. Stay subscribed, stay listening, sponsor our GoFundMe, go follow our Instagram at Fishbowl Podcast. You heard? You know what I'm doing? Like, we out here. Hey, they call me Little Riddle, yeah. Because I'm playing on that fiddle, yeah. I got that phlegm in my neck. But I ain't gonna mess up with my check, you know? Yeah. Hey, we making funny money out here, you heard? Fishbowl fam, I love you. I hope you have a good night. I'll see you tomorrow.
Amazing. Great wise words from one of our favorite hosts here. Thank you, Harrison.
Bye, Fishbowl.
All right. Wise words from Big Dog Harrison Pfaff. And let's see if we can't get some of the other hosts to drop some more words of wisdom. And while we're calling them up, I do want to say some things. You know, if you ever see or hear a Fishbowl member in the hallways, just let them know what you think of the episode. Give some constructive feedback. It's always nice to hear what people have to say. Hello, Fisher.
What's up?
You want to drop some words of wisdom for the podcast?
Am I on the pod right now?
You are on the pod right now.
What's up, fam? How are you guys? I'm sorry I missed another week, but, you know, sometimes duty calls and I gotta do other things. It's the worst thing I ever have to do in my life because the fam means everything to me in this world and it's the only thing that keeps me going. So I just want you all to know that I really miss you and I'm gonna be there for you next week, all right? You guys mean so much to me and I'm proud of where you guys have all gone in life, and you know, I'm just so happy for you all. Anyways, that's about it, Ryan.
Alright. Great wise words from our leader.
Okay. Make sure you guys keep sharing the love, and make sure you guys are trying to tell other people about the podcast. We're just trying to grow the fam. Make a bigger, stronger foundation. So just make sure you guys do that.
Perfect, perfect.
Good stuff.
All right. Thank you, Fisher, for coming on.
Of course.
I'll let you go.
Big shout out to Ryan, who is the only one doing the pod this week. He's a true podcaster. I just want you guys all to respect him. Anyways.
Wow. Feel that in my heart. All right. I'll let you go. Thank you for coming on.
All right. Well, thank you.
See ya. Wise words from our host, Fisher Bowcut, host with the most, the namesake of the podcast. Gotta love him. So, let's see. While we get some of the others, as I was saying, give some constructive feedback to the people, the host you see in the halls. Anything helps. I know we've had certain viewers leave great comments, text us great comments. If that's you, thank you. We appreciate it. Hello, Samuel.
Hello.
You are on the pod. You want to drop some words of wisdom to the fam?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so basically, I don't know what we've been talking about lately on the pod. I haven't. Can't wait for this Ryan Only episode with a couple features, but can't wait to hear Only Ryan on the pod. This might be our best one yet. I'm so excited. This is amazing. Fish fam, you don't know what you're getting yourself into. This is going to be the best pod you ever hear.
Can you tell them why you're not here today?
I've been getting increasing symptoms of Alzheimer's, and I'm currently being treated for that.
All right. Everyone, make sure if you see Sam to give him some respect. Make sure you rub his elbows to make sure he cures his Alzheimer's.
That's the only way.
All right. Well, thank you for coming on the pod. We appreciate your words of wisdom. We'll let you go.
Thanks for having me.
Yep. All right. Now we just have one other main host to get on. And hopefully he'll drop some great words of wisdom. We'll see how he's feeling before the game as well. A lot of great stuff. A lot of great stuff to come in. Anyway, as I was saying two times before now, any words of wisdom you could give to the hosts, any ways you think we can improve, we really appreciate hearing your feedback. No one really does it, but the people who do really help improve and make our podcast better. And those are the people we really appreciate. Okay. Looks like... Looks like Jake is not going to answer, so no words of wisdom from Jake this episode, but appreciate the guys who did drop some wisdom, and we'll move on to the next little segment. Okay, for the next segment, the last segment we're going to do today, it's just going to be a little section of Ryan Argues. However, I don't have anyone to argue with today, so I'm just going to give my opinions on two pretty common debates that are seen throughout our culture pretty regularly. So the first one is water wet? This was a huge debate, you know, back in 2017, 2018, maybe into 2019. Maybe my sense of time is just skewed. But I remember when this debate was really big. And for this section, I just want to give my thoughts on it. So first off, we see, is water wet? The definitive answer is definitely no. And here's the reason. Wet is a tactile feeling. It's a sensation that you feel. Water, you can't feel water, you know, or you can't feel water, but water isn't a feeling. So when people ask, is water wet? You're asking fundamentally, is the water wet? No, that fundamentally the water isn't wet. When you touch water, it's wet. But if you just leave water on its own, it's not considered wet. So when people say, is water wet? No, it's not wet. And then some common arguments I hear for yes, it is wet. I hear people say, but what if it touches something, then that thing turns wet? Yes, I mean, again, wet is a tactile feeling and not really... a fundamental characteristic of water. But also another interesting thing that I learned actually from Harry Potter is that nothing in the world actually touches each other, believe it or not. You know, we all know that everything is made out of atoms, and atoms are made out of electrons on the outside. So we are actually negatively repelling from everything. So we've never actually touched anything in our lives. And actually, molecularly, I think we're 99% empty space. So if you think about it, we can't actually even touch water at all. So even if it is a tactile sensation, we can't really touch. So yeah, definitely not wet. Another common argument that I heard is for if water's wet is, well, what happens if water or is fire hot or something like that? Which I think is a false comparison in this case, because what they're trying to say is water's wet like fire's hot. You know, a fire is always hot and that's part of it and you can feel that. And water's wet and that's part of it and you can feel it. And again, I think we're just running into the problem on the molecular level. Because if you look at it molecularly, it's water's not wet, you know. But molecularly, you can argue that fire is hot because heat in this case is just movement of molecules. And you could say, you know, you could feel that, obviously, but that's, I'm pretty sure that's different because a movement of molecules is heat and considered heat scientifically. However, there's no way to scientifically quantify wet. So I think it's a different comparison there. And if you ever want to tell, if you ever get in a debate with someone asking, is water wet? The answer is most definitively, it is not wet. Water is a tactile perception and it is a sensation. And so it can't be wet inherently. The second big one that I wanted to talk about, is cereal a soup? This one, wow. This one, it's hard to come up with a real good answer to see is cereal a soup. So for this, I want to find out something first. So I think it's really important to know what came first, a cereal or soup. So I'm just going to do a quick Google search of when was soup invented and when was cereal invented. And I think giving this will let us know. So soup, according to Wikipedia, was invented back in 20,000 BC. Take Wikipedia as a source in itself, but it's also corroborated by campbellsoup.co.uk. We all know Campbell's Soup, and they agree that it was discovered 20,000 BC, so pretty good there. And then looking at the history of cereals.com, they say that the first breakfast cereals were made by Ferdinand Schumacher, I said that wrong, a German immigrant in 1854 in Akron, Ohio. So basically, I think from this, we can pretty much then determine if is cereal a soup. The answer is yes. For the same reason that because soup came first, it is definitely, it definitely has precedent, right? So a cereal is a bowl of a liquid with stuff inside of it, which is basically what soup is. Soup is a bowl of liquid with stuff inside of it. And because soup came first, then we have to say that cereal was an off branch of soup. So when people ask, is cereal a soup? The answer is no, because soup was invented before cereal. And because they're so similar, we have to go with what came first. And in this case, it is soup. Which brings me to an interesting idea. How would you guys feel about a fishboat bakery? Like Dunkin' Donuts, right? But instead of a bakery of sweet confectiony stuff, it's like meat. Like you bite into a donut and it's just pure brisket. I don't know, an interesting idea, but that will wrap up this section of Ryan Argues. Is water wet? The answer is no. Is cereal a soup? The answer is no. And those are my reasoning for it. If any of you disagree, please leave a comment on our Instagram or something. Tell me why. Maybe we'll bring you on the episode and have you argue your side of this. And see you next time on Ryan Argues. All right. Just to wrap everything up, thank you guys for listening to this episode. I know it could have got a little bit boring or a little bit weird with just me, but appreciate you listening to this point if you're still listening. Really love you, the fam. Love your rapport. We really appreciate your support. Hopefully we'll have a better episode next time. I think we'll come back to normal with all the hosts. I believe not having anything planned for the next weekend, so we could all come back together and have the same five-person episodes that you all are used to and that you expect from these kind of podcasts. It's going to be a great one next week. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And all right. Love you, fam.